Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Mets got to win as well, and believe it or not, I'm rooting for the Mets, and I'm rooting for Juan Soto, although I will have to say one thing. What kind of Yankee fan would I be if after praising Juan Soto for the entire Open, I don't just say one little minor little thing that I just got to ask the question. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Maybe I am. I'm just trying to ask the question. I referenced it in the Open, and they made a significant thing about it on the broadcast as soon as he hit the home run. The most home runs ever, multi-home run games ever by a player under the age of 27, surpassing Jimmy Fox. So I guess this is his 27th multi-home run game. Jimmy Fox had 26. I know it's a cool note, absolutely, and it speaks to how incredible and how still young. I mean, that's the amazing thing. And it's funny too, because I thought I was a huge Plan B Sucks guy. Fleegs will tell you I kept saying it every day: Plan B sucks, Plan B sucks, Plan B sucks. And while I think it's fair to still say the Yankees this year, despite being bad for the last 2 weeks, and I know they've been bad, and I know they're doomed for failure and they'll never win with Boone or Cashman, I know, but I think you could say this team this year is better than it would have been had they signed Juan Soto. I've actually come around on that. We'll see how the rest of this year looks like offensively, but I still believe in a lot of these guys. And obviously Max Fried without Gerrit Cole has been, I don't know where this team would be if they didn't sign Max Fried. Like, that's how important he's been. So I think it's fair to say this team is better than it would have been with Juan Soto. Having said that, when you hear numbers like this about under the age of 27, it's a 15-year deal. And who knows if I'm going to be able to say that next year, or the year after, or the year after, or the year after, or the year after, if you get my drift. So I still think I'd rather have Juan Soto on the Yankees, considering it's going to be a 15-year proposition. All 15 probably won't be great, but we get it. But so the idea that he's doing things still at under the age of 27, or before he turns 28 or whatever it is, at 27 or younger, like, it's crazy. And this speaks to it, like, how good he's been at such a young age. But at the same time, I have to admit, when I'm listening to him in the post game and he's talking about getting emotional about it and that he knows what he's chasing, and believe me, he put the wins first. I'm not saying he's selfish in any way. But I'm not trying to say this was more important to him than the win. That's not where I'm going here. But isn't it who even is aware of this? And is it that? It's a nice little note that lets you know how good he's been and how young he is. That's really what it speaks to me. Like, wow, he's still only 27. I feel like I've been saying Juan Soto's name for 100 years. Like, Juan Soto's been one of the best players in the league for how long? It feels like a decade. And yet he's 27. But to, be aware of that in the moment and get emotional because you hit 27 multi-homer games and beat out Jimmy Fox. Did any of us know Jimmy Fox had the record? Did any of us think of how many multiple home run games before the age of 27? Like, sometimes, and even as a Yankee fan, sometimes they'll put up that stuff and it'll be like the youngest since Mickey Mantle. You hear that a lot with Mickey Mantle, obviously came up as a young kid. Like, oh, the youngest since Mickey Mantle, the first player to do this before the age of 26 since Mickey Mantle. And I'm like, yeah, it's a cool note, but is it like anything of significance? So I ask you, Met fans, is this significant to you? Enough where, and is it odd, maybe a little bit? That it's so significant to Juan Soto that he hit multiple home runs in 27 games to pass Jimmy Fox, that up until 20 minutes ago, I had no idea that was Jimmy Fox was the guy who had that record. So I don't know. But it doesn't change the fact that he's carrying the team right now. He's doing an incredible job. He's 27 years old, and Met fans, like, this is it too. And I know he's been hot for a month now, but they've been losing, so it's been hard to have this conversation. But this is what you got. Like, and this is why all of us, myself included, I know right there, I was just perplexed that he got emotional about it, but who am I? God bless you, Juan. But this is why guys like me were curious about what was going on at the start of the year. Because it wasn't just the struggles, it was the body language, it was everything. There was enough there to just wonder why. And enough there to make a question mark about it. And it wasn't to say he's miserable as a Met. I know some people went that route, you know, of course. But that's just, you know, nonsense. We don't know that. We have no idea what the reason was, but it was just odd. But now for the entire month of June, and it feels like last night was the night to really celebrate it. Like last night with the win, the multi-home run, this thing with Jimmy Fox and the youngest, the 27 and under and everything, to really finally take a step back and say, this is the player that the New York Mets have now for the next 15 years. This is the guy who's capable of carrying a team. This is a guy who is an absolute stud, who knows the strike zone as well as anyone this side of Barry Bonds and Tony Gwynn and Ted Williams. This is a special, special player. And the Met fan has wanted that since day one, and it took 2 months. 2 months out of 15 years. You'll live. And watching this guy right now, he's otherworldly. He is a great, great player, and he is going to be a great, great Met. And, I mean, most likely he's going to go into the Hall of Fame wearing a Met cap. And it's nights like tonight, and you watch him and just everything about him, and that same, you know, the home run looks the same. He hits that home run. He takes a couple steps back into his right. Like, he looks like Juan Soto of old. And he's producing like it. And hopefully it's going to be enough to kind of get this team hot and get this offense going, because they have struggled all year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.